BBC Radio Sussex and BBC Radio Surrey.
Make a difference.
Every half hour through the day, quarter past and quarter to, we make a difference, and that involves you and the amazing things you're doing. And we've spoken a lot about people doing great stuff on our doorstep here in Sussex, Surrey, North East Hampshire, but now a charity from Surrey who are doing the same overseas. Patricia Parker from Dorking is the CEO and founder of Kids for Kids, which helps children in the Darfur region. Patricia joins us now. So what's going on there at the moment, Patricia?
Goodness, I have to say, I mean, my heart goes out to people here, and you know, we've all got our own challenges here, and so I'm a bit shy, if you like, of asking help for people so far away. But actually, I have to tell you, it's the most heartbreaking, heartfelt plea I think I've ever had to make. When I went to Darfur in February, I knew that I had to come back and do everything I possibly could, because children I knew were going to be starving this summer. Conditions in Darfur are horrendous. And then we have the virus. Now, in Darfur, there is no health care. Imagine that, no health care. People live in tiny straw huts. They have one dish and they share their, you know, they use their hands, their right hand, to eat their food from the same dish. Water is incredibly scarce, and yet they've got the virus that's now starting to move across Sudan. And I've been lying awake at night thinking, what can we do to help? We have to help these poor families. Children who are malnourished are going to have virtually no chance. And then I realised what we're told is that message that we're told over and over and over again: soap and water. Now, we've been providing hand pumps in our 100 villages, or 100 Kids for Kids villages now, because we're coming up to our 20th birthday next year. But if we could provide soap to families, I realised, actually, we here are told that will help us. Well, in Darfur, it's a matter of life and death. I mean, it really is literally as much as that. So, 3 days ago, I launched an appeal on our website for £20 to provide soap, 5 bars of soap for 10 families. It's £380 for a village. That seems so little if we're going to save lives. And I have to say, I've already had well over 100 donations, but it isn't enough. There are 900 villages. I'm actually going completely frantic about it. Far from finding that this is a time when you're at home and you've time to sort of turn out cupboards and whatever, I am working frantically to ask help. So thank you for asking me to tell people about this.
What you said is very stark, Patricia, because, you know, a few weeks ago we were going, I can't get hand sanitizer. I mean, they would kill for hand sanitizer and for soap. So if we can do, and don't apologize for thinking of them at the same time as worrying about what's going on here, because it all counts, doesn't it? So how can we help you out then, Patricia? What can we do?
Could you please ask people to donate? If they could do whatever amount they can do, it costs £20 for 10 families. You know, that's amazing. If we could provide soap to every family in the remote villages of Darfur, we will be saving lives directly. We've already got soap for our first 8 villages. I'm working on the next 10. It's literally going to be village by village by village. But can you imagine being in a village that hasn't got soap? But, do you know, I went to there were 8 regional hospitals in Darfur. Darfur is the size of France. The hospital I went to looks after 330,000 people. They didn't have one working pair of stethoscopes. So they don't have oxygen, they don't have ventilators. You won't go to hospital, there isn't a doctor to go to. So if we can do something right on the ground, that thing that you and I have to do all the time, and don't forget it, anybody, wash your hands. Let's tell them in Darfur to wash their hands. And by the way, we're giving leaflets that actually are illustrated to each family, because 98% of the women can't read and write. So it's, you know, this is a really important project. I've never done such an important project in my life.
Okay, Patricia, if we can help, what's the website?
Kids for Kids. That's Kids, F-O-R, Kids, It's Little Goats for Children, because we provide goat's milk. Kidsforkids.org.uk. It would be fantastic. The appeal is on the homepage. You can pay online. It says PayPal, but actually go through that bit and you can pay with a credit card. Or you can pop a cheque in the post to me. Just mark it for me and Soap Appeal. That would be fantastic.
Very good.
You know,
thank you, Patricia. That's great work you're doing for others. So that's Kids for Kids. Kids, F-O-R, kids, .org.uk. Patricia Parker there, the CEO and founder based in Dorking. Thanks for telling us that, and do come back to us with an update.